This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. With the first day of school in Dallas a little more than 3 weeks away, thousands of kids and their parents flocked to the city's annual back-to-school fair today. They were lured to Fair Park with free backpacks filled with supplies, health checks, and a good time. It's barely an hour since the doors opened, and LaTamara Dean's already done. Here before sunrise, the seasoned school fair mom's lugging a box full of goodies for her six children.
Oh, wow, it's so amazing. They got these amazing books, notebooks, pencils, erasers, just a lot of knickknacks that just help.
I got here at 5 o'clock in the morning, and last year I came at 8, and I promise you I was way in the back, and it took about 3 hours.
Free supplies make a difference, says Dean, especially if you miss the Walmart sale. She says everything will get used in a house full of students. She's in nursing school at El Centro. Today, her husband's at home with the kids, ages 4 to 13.
I would have brought them because they do haircuts and everything, but their uncle cut their hair last week. So it really takes a family.
The Becetta family would agree, even if it's not as large.
It helps us economically, and the kids enjoy coming here. And, well, we have fun.
Areli Becetta may sound like a mom, but she's the 15-year-old daughter here with her mother who doesn't speak English. So when she says the kids enjoy coming here, she's talking about herself and her little sister Jennifer.
This is our third year, but last year we didn't come because we had forgotten about the come back to school fair. She's a single mom, so I guess it was hard for her.
Markesha Jenkins knows about moms with hard jobs. She says that describes her sister with her large family.
I just need help with all these children. And my babies, all of them. All 7.
Markesha's sister, Shankadria, counts down all her kids.
I have an 8-year-old, 2 7-year-olds, a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, no, 2 4-year-olds, and a 1-year-old.
Shankadria Jenkins, her sister, and kids are in a long line for vision tests. The mom, who's also enrolled in computer technology classes, is grateful for the school fair.
It's a pretty big deal. It helps when you need help.
Billy Rice is here because he needs help. The father of 6 says times have been tough financially, but he's not sure the school fair is a good fit for him. Neither is his 14-year-old son Elijah, his blue braces shining when he smiles.
So I figured we'd try it. I waited in line to get the ahead of time, and I don't think it was worth it. I just think for what you get, I could have found other ways to pay for it.
I don't like it. I woke up at 7. I'm not happy.
Under cool, cloudy skies, though, the 35,000 who showed up this year were probably happy enough, if only because of the most tolerable weather the back-to-school fair has seen in years. Unlike past fairs, there were no heat-related incidents. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.